Do you feel as if you've got it out of your system? Did people here really understand what you went through?
My family and friends did not know about my experiences. They knew I'd worked for the Red Cross, but they didn't know what I'd gone through. When I came back from Ethiopia, I arrived back here, and everyone was saying what a fantastic job I'd done working and saving all these people's lives, and especially the children. And I said, no, you're wrong. I didn't save all these lives. There was thousands who were dying because we had insufficient food, and I had to choose who could come in and who can't come in. And I felt responsible for those who didn't come in. And my friends and family said, no, you did a very, you know, fantastic job, Claire. So after about a week or 10 days of coming back to Europe, I decided not to talk about it because they weren't listening to me. And that's what I did for 20 years, kept quiet about it.
Do you ever have dreams or nightmares of that time, of particularly difficult times?
I do. But if you ask me what are they, I don't know. I wake up and don't sleep properly. But it's not something that I dwell upon and I remember what's happened in the past. You know, I just want to get on with life, get up in the morning and somehow create value in my life here and now. Rather than worry about what happened in the past, I would like to use my experience for a better world now.